With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Stanley Elkin was in New York City from his home in St. Louis recently, clearly exhausted and now confined to a wheelchair. Two heart attacks, a bypass operation, and multiple sclerosis have ravaged his body, but not his mind.
I'm suited to my handicap. I mean, I was a writer before I had this handicap. Since one writes sitting still at a desk in front of a machine, that's what I did before, and that's what I do now, and I hope I can do it for as long as they let me.
Stanley Elkin's most recent novel, The MacGuffin, came about because Elkin noticed that people's attitudes toward him seemed to be changing.
People were patronizing me, condescending to me, opening my doors and giving up their seats on the bus.
People were patient with him, too patient.
I felt in a way that I was losing force. Edge.
So Stanley Elkin decided to write about an ordinary man, a man recovering from a heart operation, who was also a local politician.
For whom power is the only game in town. And when a politician loses force, he loses everything.
Elkin loves to write about professions he knows little or nothing about.
I do begin to with a vocation, because the vocation ultimately becomes a metaphor for whatever it is I find out I'm trying to say.
Stanley Elkin's The MacGuffin was a finalist for the National Book Award, published by the Linden Press. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The term MacGuffin won't be found in most dictionaries. Here's novelist Stanley Elkin.
But essentially, a MacGuffin is Alfred Hitchcock's term for anything which drives and structures a narrative.
Stanley Elkin says Hitchcock would use a MacGuffin this way. Jimmy Stewart is in the men's room of a railroad station. He puts his briefcase down to wash his hands. When he's finished,
Jimmy Stewart picks up the wrong briefcase. Presumably there's something in the briefcase which then generates the plot.
In which Stewart is chased by the bad guys. In a way, that's what happens to the protagonist of Elkin's most recent novel, The MacGuffin, in which a local bureaucrat goes on a 38-hour odyssey in search of spies, smugglers, and murderers.
He personifies this MacGuffin and finds that he's never been so alive in his life, now that he has a mystery to solve.
Stanley Elkin gives The MacGuffin a personality of its own, and it becomes a kind of alter ego for the main character. There are no pauses in The MacGuffin, no chapters or other units.
I deliberately determined, to make this a continuous action.
The New York Times named Stanley Elkin's The MacGuffin, with all of its black comedy, one of the notable books of 1991. It was also nominated for a National Book Award. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Stanley Elkin has been teaching writing for many years at Washington University in St. Louis. Most teachers tell their students to write about what they know. Elkin doesn't.
I think it's a kind of mistake to write what you know. An 18-year-old kid doesn't know a whole hell of a lot. The only things that 18-year-olds want to talk about are their glands. It seems to me that there isn't a whole hell of a lot of point in glandular fiction.
Stanley Elkin says that what young would-be writers often write about are monstrously important to them, but not to their readers.
Is Susie going to go out on the date with me or not? Who cares?
That's why Elkin tells his young students to make it up.
What I try to do in my classes is to teach students to create situations in which something happens to the character which forces him to get off the dime.
And take some type of action. Elkin says that post-adolescents who think they have experienced childhood haven't really experienced it at all, not yet.
He's only experienced it when he's come to terms with it. And he only comes to terms with it when he's a full-fledged adult.
Stanley Elkin, with his sharp tongue, may be the bane of young writers, but he draws on a lifetime of experience in which his darkly comic novels have earned critical acclaim. Elkin's George Mills won the 1982 National Book Critics Circle Award, and his most recent novel, The MacGuffin, was a finalist for the National Book Award. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.